Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I'm back with another video. And this time I'm gonna talk a little bit about something that happened today, and how this generation just doesn't fucking wanna work. I've talked about it in several different articles, you know, the Great Resignation and all that sort of jazz, but now, you know, I'm seeing it in my own workplace. You know, I've been a retail worker for, well, I don't even say retail, I'm more a back room guy. Like, unloading trucks and things like that. I do a lot of the hard labor. I don't do the unloading trucks as much. I do something a little different, but it still requires a lot of, you know, it requires, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. But, anyway, you know, I was going through the boxes, and I noticed that, like, there were a shitload of brand new Blu-rays and DVDs in one of the boxes. Now, this isn't something that normally happens. And by the way, these Blu-rays and DVDs, they weren't just, you know, whatever. No, they had the Matrix Resurrections and all that shit in there, which was supposed to go out because it was the new movie, you know. You know these stores. They basically put the new movies out every Tuesday, is it? Well, according to what my boss said, the associate told him, he brought it to him, and the associates brought it back. They didn't want to work them. And that's what his words were. He said they didn't want to work them. They brought it all back. And I'm like, why would you not want to get big release DVDs? Like, you know this stuff's supposed to go out. You know it's going to get sold. You know, what if this happens with Spider-Man? That would be really bad, you know, because a lot of people have been looking forward to that film. I know I loved it. I watched it recently. And a lot of people will probably want to own a copy of that. And if it's not there on release day, people are like, what the fuck's going on? You know, I happen to know the electronics manager, and basically, he just rolled his eyes when I told him, because it's just people being stupid, you know, not doing your job, not caring about your job, not caring about your work. There's a lot of people that just don't care. I hear so many guys say, oh man, I was so gonna call in. I was so about to call in. Oh man, I so wanted to call in. Because, you know, it's a college town and college culture, and of course, you know, they want to party and they'd rather do that. I understand, I get it. You're young, you want to do your things, you want to, you know, party and do stuff. I did, but, you know, I still worked my ass off when I worked because, you know, work was important. Now it's like, oh, nobody fucking wants to work. You know, there's an article that I didn't go over, but it basically said that one in three people in New York actually are considering going to OnlyFans because of the rent being so high in New York. That's pretty fucking crazy, folks. People are willing to sell their damn bodies because the rent is so high and they can't afford anything and gas is going up, but nobody wants to work. It's like, how do you make money? How do you support a society when nobody wants to work? Well, I have an answer, and it's not a good one. It's UBI. There are a lot of people that really, really just want UBI. They just literally want the government to give them money so they don't have to do anything. Now, I mean, if UBI ever happened to me because I am disabled, the fact that I can't drive, yes, I would take it. But the thing is, that's only because, you know, I couldn't drive and a lot of other things. But, I mean, it's not like I just quit my job. I wouldn't do that. I would stay on as long as I can, but when they did get rid of me, at least I'd have that to fall back on. Because it would be hard for me to find, you know, another. I mean, I'm sure there might be other places that would hire me. It's not like, oh, I'm just going to get the government money. But, you know, I'm just saying. But there's a lot of people that have no desire to work or put in any kind of effort, and they don't care. You know, like that girl that was just flirting all the time. She's probably on OnlyFans now. The girl I was talking about on the open mic stream that was basically hitting me up every damn fucking, like, 8 times in one day. It's like, what do you want, lady? You've got a boyfriend that I can see. Do you think I have money? I don't. I work here. And my sponsors have been nice, but, you know, not that nice. I mean, I love the support I get, you know, monetary and stuff, but yeah, I'm not rolling by any means. But I get my bills paid, and I do what I like, you know. That's basically what I do. But anyway, yeah, you know, I just wonder, because we get so many people that just come in and come out, and I see all these new faces, and I'm like, is this person gonna work? We actually had a big, strong dude come in. Big, strong, tall guy. He came in. I said, whatever happened to him? And they said, he slipped his disc. He said he slipped a disc the first day and never came back. Like, what? His girlfriend lasted longer than he did, folks, because his little girlfriend, her little goth crazy self, she worked probably about a week or two before she quit. And then he came in the day after, and he left the day after he came in. Like, that was it for him. I was like, dude, your woman lasts longer than you do at a fucking job? You slipped a disc, that's it? I mean, I don't know, this is a young man. Now, I know it's possible to slip a disc, but all they said he was doing was down stacking pallets. Like, it's not stuff that's really gonna, you know, slip a disc unless your back is that damn bad. And at his age, it shouldn't be. I'm kind of astonished. You know, if this is the kind of men we got, I don't know what's going to happen to this country. I think it's done, as Drexel says. I think it's completely finished. There's nothing we're going to be able to do to save it at this point. You know, if the Russians or the Chinese... By the way, the Russians and the Chinese are apparently allies in some way. I don't know if you've been reading the news on that. But it seems that Russia and China aren't against each other, as you might expect. Because, you know, we always figured if there was a big World War III alpha, you know, pre-release, then it would involve Russia and China. So, yeah, that's pretty much what we've got. And that would really fuck us. Like, yeah, Russia and China? Oof. I don't know, man. Things are getting pretty crazy. Got a world where nobody wants to work. Impending nuclear war and World War III. All kinds of just crazy shit happening, you know. I just don't know what to think anymore, folks. I just think we're in a bad place. At any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I guess I'm out of here, and I'll see you later.